Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
Time flies, but when you're with us,
it does.
It flies even faster. I'm Clay.
And I'm Devon, and we are on speed. The year is coming to an end. And you know what happens at the end of the year? Super sales.
Super sales.
Yes, and there is a big temptation to buy new gear.
Yes.
But I'm here to tell you, you don't need new gear.
No. Actually, he's not here to tell you. He's here to slap you in the mouth.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you that, and I don't know. I was going to say don't take it the wrong way, but take it how you want to take it. Yeah. I'm sad to say, you're not that good. You need to practice.
Yeah.
You know, it's I'm hitting you with the Allen Iverson. We're talking about practice. No new piece of gear is going to make you a better photographer.
Yep.
If you are a good photographer, you can get gear that will enhance what you're already doing. But I see a lot of people who just need to work on their craft.
Yep.
They need to get back to the fundamentals, forget about all the fancy doodads and everything else that comes out. Like any gear that you own that has come out in the past 3 years is way better than anything we were using 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Leaps and bounds ahead. So the, you know, the $1,000 camera today was probably the $5,000-$6,000 camera in 2013.
Absolutely.
You know, so gear is great now. It's amazing. The things that still haven't changed are like the core of photography. You know, it's still aperture, shutter speed, and ISO. It's still learning how to manipulate light. It's still working with the subject if that's what you're shooting. It's still shooting at the proper time of day with the proper angles and all that stuff, learning composition, learning color, you know, the things that make up a good photograph. And no new piece of gear is going to make you good at that. You will just have a very high resolution bad picture. Like, you know, if that's what you're looking for, like, that's what people are getting. Like, I see it all the time. And sadly, it's not just, you know, in photography. I find it in all creative things. It's like, you know, the latest and greatest music tech, people who are doing video, people who are doing music and all kinds of things. It's sad that people think buying something is going to take them leaps and bounds because they saw somebody else do good with a piece of gear.
But
they saw them be amazing. But they saw them be amazing with the gear that they're watching the same people.
Yeah.
They were amazing with the piece of gear that you already own.
Yeah.
You know.
But Uncle Devon, I have a question for you.
Yep.
If someone has been shooting with the kit lens for 2 years and they've been told by the YouTube gurus that a 51.8 would help them, what would you say to them?
I would say it will in certain situations. I mean, if your gear is limiting you, because there's just certain things that the kit lens won't be able to do and you won't be able to experience it. But if you buy that 51.8 and you don't know how to use it, it's not going to do anything for
Absolutely.
You. You know, so yes, not all gear, I'm not trying to say like all gear is equal.
Right,
it's not. There is some gear that's better than others, but at the same time, you know, there's a point where it starts to get even.
Yeah.
You know, and where your skill and what the gear can do get even.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so you won't be able to do any better even if you got the top of the line gear because your skill level just isn't there. It's like driving a car. If you race cars and you can only drive 100 miles an hour, if you get a car that can go 200, you're still only going to drive 100 miles an hour. So you're still You're not Mario Andretti out there. Like, you're just, you don't have the skill. You need to increase your skill before you increase what could take you to another level. So if you go out and you buy the new Sony A9 III that can shoot 120 frames per second raw, and you don't know how to use it, you're going to have a very full memory card of trash. That's it. You're just going to be able to capture bad pictures faster. So it's not that you're going to, like, this camera, oh man, it does this and you can do that. Yeah, it's great. But what do you still won't be able to use it if you don't have the skill level.
Yeah.
So that's my thing. It's like, increase your skills first, then get the gear. Because, yes, as you increase your skill, you may max out your gear. You know, so you may max out the potential of what your gear can do. It's not fast enough. It doesn't have enough resolution. There'll be little nuances that you'll be able to notice that you may want to switch your gear.
Yeah.
You know? But at the same time, if you're not maxing out your gear and you're just taking bad pictures, I'm sorry to say, let me say it to you, it's not the gear.
It's you.
You are not good. You know, sadly enough, you're not good enough. You need to practice.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing that's missing. And I think that was a big thing with the wave with film photography. It was like people weren't good at shooting digital. So everybody jumped on this film wave because people were praising bad images. You know, and they're like, well, I can do that. I think with film photography, people were happy just to get an image. You know, they got a roll of film back and it had viewable images of something you can make out. They're like, oh yeah, here we go. Or I meant to do that for the vibes and the tones and the whatever other catchphrases they had. So yeah, like, let's get back to the art and not being consumers. You know, I think we're especially in America, we're very big consumers. Like, we buy everything. You know, so and I'm guilty of it too. And,
same here.
You know, but when you start to look around and you're like, yeah, I have this whole kit of stuff and I don't use it all. You know, I had a ton of gear and I was like, yeah, I grabbed the same lens for most things. You know, it's the same lens and camera combination. So, and I see people do that even when they get new stuff, they go back to what they know.
Yeah, old reliable.
You know, it's, yeah, it's, I think a lot of stuff is just nice to have. And I think people buy it so they could say they have it.
They take off the check box, you know?
Yeah. And I think it makes people feel like it's the camera. I'm doing something wrong because I saw so-and-so shoot. And this is the thing I always say. I saw so-and-so shooting with, you know, the Canon, blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. I'm going to get that camera. Then they go and buy the Canon and they suck with the Canon. So they're like, oh man, but I saw what dude is getting with the Fuji. So they sell the Canon and they go open and they get the Fuji and then they suck with the Fuji. And then it's just like this whole thing of, you know, and gear comes out all the time. So, you know, you could just have a lifetime of buying gear, but you know, I go back to the car comparison. It's like, you could buy every car and still only be able to drive 100 miles an hour, regardless of how fast, what, every, your limit, your limit is 100. Until you go out and you take lessons or you practice and you, you know, you do things that will get your speed up. You know, so same thing with the photography. It's like, it's more of the small things that make bigger differences than it is, you know, spending $6,000 on a camera body or going and buying a $3,000 lens or whatever else, you know, is out there. You know, I don't think it's in the gear. Like I said, they've been making amazing images since the beginning of photography. And what we have is leaps and bounds above whatever was out, you know, 10 years ago. And let's not even go like prior to, you know, 2000. True. You know, but if you, there's a lot of images that are amazing that were made prior to 2000. And if you look at the gear they were using, it'll look archaic, you know? So my thing is like, what's your excuse? Mm-hmm. If they were able to do that classic image with that, what we would consider a piece of junk camera now, mm-hmm. right? What's your excuse? Mm-hmm. You know, and the reason is you don't practice, and they did. Sure. That's it. Yeah. You know, they learned their craft. So hone in on your craft. Let's make 2024 more about honing in on your craft, being happy with the work that you're doing. Let's make it about that.
Yes.
Let's get back to like not making images that you think people are going to like. Make images that you're happy with and that you will work towards making the best that you can make it, because that's ultimately what makes you happy. And, you know, I think doing things for the accolades of other people is a slippery slope and leads you down a dark path of work you'll never be proud of. Mm-hmm. And if you're not proud of the work, you're not going to get any better, because you're not going to work at it. You know, so yeah, put your money back in your pocket, buy your loved one a better gift.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, go return the socks that you got and underwear that you got everybody, and put that camera budget back into being nice to somebody else that you love.
Yes. So let me give a metaphor for people who are into sports. Be more like Kobe, who practiced like crazy, rather than Dennis Rodman, who just, partied and then showed up to the game.
But that's a bad example, because Dennis Rodman was really good.
He was, yeah. That's a good point. But the thing about it is that what I'm trying to say is that you're actually really good if you do practice.
This is true.
So, you know, we all have the ability to get better. Dennis Rodman, if he practiced, could you imagine what he would have been?
Oh, yeah. Or like Shaq.
Yeah, exactly.
Shaq actually practiced.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, he was just good. But yeah, I'm here to tell you, neither I nor you guys, a lot of these guys are not on the level of a Dennis Rodman or a Shaq. They are on the bench in the park basketball league. Like, this is not a...
Well, if that's the case, yeah, put your money back and go buy someone else a nice gift.
just put the money back, return it, jump on YouTube, and just practice, man. Mm-hmm. It's a lost art. I think things move really fast now, and I think we don't value like putting work into things anymore. Mm-hmm. Like just taking our time and building it up and learning it. And getting better year over year, I think we're all looking for like the quick and dirty. Mm-hmm. I said dirty because of where you live, but you know,
is it dirty?
You know,
we've been upgraded or downgraded, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, but no, it's that. It's like I think we look for the quick fix, and like, you know, yeah. Everything is a pill. Everything is a you want to lose weight? Drink this tea.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, just eat better and exercise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it may take you longer, but...
But you'll be happier you're on the journey, so yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a journey. Jump on it. I don't think you need to max your credit cards or get into debt to do it.
Unless you have a sugar daddy.
Like, well, if you have a sugar daddy, ball out. I mean, you know.
And don't forget us.
Don't forget us. I mean, hey, we accept gifts too.
Yes, we do.
That's different. No. You know, no, but don't go trying to pimp at the old folks' home, trying to get your gear up. That's not what we're saying. You know, so taking Nana Social Security to go buy more megapixels. Not what we're saying at all. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, and I think Kobe's a great example. He was a great player, but I think he was great because he practiced the most.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I think you see that a lot with people who are at the top of their game.
Right.
Is they really still, even after they've reached a certain level, they're still working on their craft.
True. Let me ask you a question, right? So Kobe practiced because he was aiming to get more rings on his fingers, right? His goal was, you know, more rings than Shaq, more rings than, you know, Jordan. How do you know after your practice, what is your goals to see that you've progressed?
I look at what I've learned different from what I knew before. Okay. So, I would say this year, a lot of what I worked on and what I learned is a lot about color.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And how much, color influences, what I like about an image,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how much like, white balance and actually call it like toning photos,
mm-hmm.
Creates images that I really like and gives me that look that I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was able to, I don't know if I think with me with photography, there's no end. It's just a journey that I'm on that I'm enjoying.
Right.
You know, I would compare it to, like if you go on vacation, you're just walking down the strip.
Mm-hmm.
You just see, you know, you just keep walking. It's just like, oh, they have this attraction. Oh, they have this store. They have, let's check this out. Let's check this. That's me with photography. Mm-hmm. I'm just walking down the strip. And occasionally I look back at, you know, you see some of the same things and you do that. And, you know, there's new stuff that comes around that interests you. But I think it's just a journey that I'm on to, you know, make great images.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And sometimes, you know, I look back and I'm like, you know, that was, I didn't appreciate images I took before because I didn't know how to appreciate them, if mm-hmm. that makes any sense.
Yeah, no,
you
know, I
didn't
exactly
see what was, you know, I didn't really see what was like really dope about that image, but now I see it.
Right. It's like your subconscious led you there, but now you actually are more aware and you can see what your subconscious was trying to show you.
Yeah, and like, or even if it's like I said, with the colors and mm-hmm. the toning and some of the edits and like, you know, sometimes it's just changing a crop.
Yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, now I really like this. You know, so, you know, and I think some technology has made that easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do quicker edits, like with AI and stuff, like selecting certain things and just, you know, and even now, like, I've always thought I was pretty good at light, but you know, even over the past 2 years, I've learned a lot more about light and direction and, you know, skin tones and all that stuff. So I think it's just a journey, man. You just got to enjoy it. Like, I love photography. So, you know, I can shoot and play around and figure stuff out. And, you know, it's one of those things I find that the better you get at it, the more you realize you don't know and that you're figuring out mm-hmm. because it's like, oh man, but now that I know this, I can actually do, you know, these three things. So, you know, it's weird because some things I always thought were really complicated and now I'm realizing that achieving a lot of things is very simple,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, you know, go back to like a single light setup. Where I used to be, you know, oh, I'm going to get multiple lights and, you know, figuring things out to the minutia. And now it's like, oh, just one light in a softbox and I'm going to do this and I'll work with the angles. And it's more about the connection with the person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so, yeah, a lot of different things, a lot of different tips and tricks. But definitely check out YouTube University.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think that's the other thing that I find there's no excuse because people share everything.
Yep. Constantly.
You know, so good or bad, You know, and I watch the bad videos too, because there may be one thing that I learn
absolutely
from them, you know, whether it's something like, oh yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, right. Or, you know, even if I learn what not to do, uh-huh. there's still some things that I could pick up. And YouTube, there's no shortage of content, although come on, YouTube, you need to make it better, easier to search.
Yes.
You know, I'll search something and you got YouTube just shows you what it wants to show you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets annoying.
Yeah, you're searching, you know, portraiture, and you know, you're getting videos. It's like hip hop videos, yeah. and you know, fight videos. It's just like, I didn't search any of this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, where are you pulling it from? So they definitely push on you what they think you should be watching, which is kind of corny, but nonetheless, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I can't really complain. You know, it's a free app and platform for where a lot of information is.
Yep, absolutely.
Like, you know, people have created content, new and old, that is just on YouTube. Like, you know, so I don't see how people are selling like lessons or anything anymore, because like literally, like, everything is on there. People explaining, like,
yeah,
down to the T, doing great jobs of breaking down lighting and camera settings and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for the content creator, it's, you know, that's how they make money.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much content, you know, there's no shortage of content. So all that to say, don't buy the gear. Just look at how they're using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then go take the gear you already have and use it that way.
Yep.
That's it. You know.
Absolutely.
But I think there's definitely a time. Let's get back to the craft. Let's get out. Let's get work. Say, you know, humble yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Realize you're not that good.
Mm-hmm.
And realize you can always get better. That's something. Like, I went through the whole phase of like, oh, no, I am him. Like, you know, and I, you know, had a supreme level of arrogance, and I made very bad photos, you know, because I didn't listen. You know, like, clients would tell me, oh, you know, could you, you know, you think, you know, and they're nice. They're like, mm-hmm. do you think you could try it this way? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, this is it. You know, so I watched the video. I got it. Yeah. And it's like, oh, no, this is awful. This is awful. So, you know, once I took a step back and humbled myself, I realized, like, yeah, buddy, you need to, this is a continual thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you need to constantly work on your craft and stay sharp, learn new things, and be able to apply them in multiple scenarios.
Absolutely.
So it's a never ending, you know, it's like Kobe. Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to keep practicing.
Yep.
Because there's going to be always, the game is always going to be different,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
You know, absolutely. something always happens.
Absolutely.
So the better you are, the, you know, it's not what happens, it's how you can react to it. So the better you are, the more equipped you are to react to a lot of things.
Right. Absolutely.
So all that aside, what are you buying?
I'm going to buy more time to practice.
There you go. That I love. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I was actually on the beach in Hollywood walking, just photographing, just taking my camera and just, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It just, it was fun. It was nice. It was just, you know, trying to figure out how to get more light with the, my little point and shoot. Actually, I had my Sony camera in my bag, but I had my point and shoot up, my GR3.
Oh, nice.
I was just like, yeah, I'm gonna have to push the ISO up on this one and open that aperture puppy up. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was good.
Yeah, nice.
And what are you buying?
The one. Okay, so
caveat.
After purchasing the new Mac laptop with the new screen, I realized that the screen I've been working on is not that great. So, you know, I need to maybe I'm thinking about getting a
calibrator,
you know, just a decent sized screen for desktop setup. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that new screen makes so much difference.
It does.
In
absolutely,
because I can trust it.
Yes.
Like, I don't have to, you know, I have the calibration software and everything. I've never had to calibrate it. Mm-hmm. And I'll do stuff on there from sending it and looking at it on multiple devices, and also making prints. Mm-hmm. It comes out great. So I'm realizing this monitor that I have here, although it got good reviews, I don't know if it's the amount of time I've had it or if it's... just was never that great, but it's doing funny things. So I won't shout out the brand, but I think I need to just upgrade to a better monitor. Mm-hmm. And keep it moving. But besides that, I think gear wise, I'm done.
Yeah. Same here.
I don't really need anything. I think caught some 2020 was great. Mm-hmm. There was like, The mega sales were really mega because mm-hmm. nothing sold. So, mm-hmm. you know, this time in 2020, you know, November, December 2020 were amazing.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of just basically giving gear away and mm-hmm. companies. I guess people were working from home and the errors that were popping up online with prices.
Yeah.
Were great.
Absolutely.
And them having to honor them. So I think a lot of people went out with those.
True.
So yeah, I think I'm done with gear. I think as I get older, I'm trying to do more with less.
Yes.
You know, so get rid of clutter and just the bare essentials.
Yeah.
Bare essentials to get it done, you know, because, you know, I was a guy that like go out for a shoot and spend more time managing my gear than actually shooting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of times I find that if I go out to shoot, especially like on location, you know, minimal amount of gear, I get maximum results.
Yeah.
You know, and just planning out the shoot and planning for certain shots rather than try to plan for every scenario.
Right.
You know, yeah. that used to be me when I traveled too. It was like, you know, like, oh, well, I need to be able to shoot this mm-hmm. and shoot that and shoot. And it's just like, you know what, just take a camera and a lens yep. and go, preferably the lightest ones you have.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think that not managing the gear and traveling light, let you make better photos, you know, like taking the point and shoot on the beach. Mm-hmm. Probably a great idea.
Love it.
Because then you can spend, you know, half the time walking, half the time with the camera.
Yeah.
You're not lugging, you know.
Right.
I remember taking like a whole Pelican case of gear on vacation. Like, why? Like, literally a whole carry-on of gear. For what reason? I have no idea. And not going to shoot like professionally, like leisure, mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. this is vacation, family vacation. I got a whole Pelican case of gear. But, you know, so you know better, do better.
Yes.
So I know a little better now. So
absolutely.
I travel light, you know, I'm like, okay, so the majority of this stuff I could probably get with my phone.
Yes.
So
there's probably
a few other shots that I need like high quality.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, make artistic or whatever. So I just need one camera and this lens and that's it.
Yeah. Well, the new phone I just got actually like, what, 2 days ago, that one, the cameras on there are actually phenomenal. So it was more like 2 days ago when I went photo walking, I actually had my phone as my camera. And I'm like, you know, people who complain about not having a camera, like, dude, the phones are crazy, crazy good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah.
They're really good. You know, it's just, again, but it's knowing how to use it.
True. But if you see, that's the thing. And on Twitter, I see it all the time, or X, or whatever it's called now. All these people are always talking about, you know, the phone, Android or iPhone will never be as good as a camera. Yeah, it won't be. But it'll be very close if you actually practice with it. It'll be very close.
It's
crazy.
Yeah, I actually was able to get a really nice moonshot. As I was like, oh, I channeled my inner CW Daily. Yeah. And I went for it, and I was like, "Oh man, this is quite impressive." I couldn't post it because like we're friends, and then I would feel bad because it wasn't quite up to your caliber. But I took it for myself, and I appreciated the mega zoom on my phone. But it wasn't quite up to the CW Daily Moonshot caliber, so I was just like, you know, I'm not gonna be, hey, look at what I did, you know, so you can laugh at me, but. Oh, I thought it was quite good. I was happy with it.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm actually planning to take mine out and do a shot of it too to see how I can do with it. I think, you know, just like you said, cameras now compared to cameras 5 years ago, we are at a next level right now, man. We just have to get with the times and just use what you have now. And if you don't happen to have a camera, your phone is good enough. If you want to learn how to, I mean, there are camera apps for all sort of phones, right? If you want to learn how to use the triac, right, the ISO and aperture and shutter speed, all of those things, you can control it on your phone. If you want to practice mm-hmm. and do that, you can. You don't need a new camera. You don't need new gear.
Yeah, I think, like I said, and once you get really good, you will eventually, like, you'll max out the phone, absolutely. Right? Like, there's going to be stuff you're like, oh, I can't do this on my phone.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it'll take you a minute to get to that point. Yep. And then when you get to that point, when you get a camera, you're going to be really good with the camera.
Absolutely.
Right. And it'll be other stuff you have to learn and work on because you're working with a new medium, you know, a new set of gear. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's about learning.
Yes.
It's about learning. And once you, and whenever I'm teaching somebody photography, I'm like, you got to get the gear out the way.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
You know, once you get the gear out of the way and you're just creating and you're not fumbling with the different controls and settings and everything else, when you have that down and you can just worry about making great images and knowing what to do with the controls and the settings to get to that point, it's a whole different ballgame.
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm encouraging everybody to, you know, look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say I suck. You can say I might suck. Mm-hmm.
We all
let me get better. We can all get better,
yes,
right? So I think that's the thing. Like, take a look in the mirror and say, like, let me get better before I buy anything else.
Absolutely.
And then go from there.
Yep.
Go from there.
Agreed.
Yes. So you're gonna have a dirty, dirty Christmas. And wait, okay. I have to ask. Yeah. What's the temperature in Florida right now?
I think it's in the, let me see here. It was earlier in the 80s, 87, I meant to say. It's now at 73.
Okay. If I hear one more Floridian talking about it being cold.
Yeah, it is cold. 73 is freezing.
Okay, this is where we end the podcast because it's gone crazy. All right, you guys have no idea what cold is. None at all.
The beach, at the beach, 87 at the beach with the wind blowing feels like it was in the, you know, like 79. That's kind of cold.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. If it was 79 here, people would be wearing shorts. So people be walking around in shorts and t-shirts, like, nah, babe.
I had a hoodie on and I had pants on.
Oh my goodness!
Walking on the beach. I mean, it got a little bit hot, steamy when I was walking kind of fast. But yeah, I don't think I'd feel comfortable in shorts. I mean, I don't know.
79. Wow, man. Listen, that's spring here. It's like, hey, let's go to the park with the family weather. Like, oh, this is awesome. Like, yeah, let's go do some things. 79. You guys are like hiding.
Yeah.
Bundled up.
Yeah, I have to go for a power walk to get myself warmed up.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think you guys need to work on your temperature control because... I pray for you if you go anywhere that's like really cold.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Yeah.
I pray for me too.
But where can everybody find you?
In the dirty, dirty south, where it's in the 79 degrees and it's freezing. And CWDailyPhoto.com or CWDaily everywhere else that matter. What about you?
And you can find me at DevonWarrenPhoto.com and at DevonWarrenPhoto on all social media that matters, although it's changing every day.
And sometimes he's up there in the frozen north where it's probably in the, what is it now? 60s?
The 30s.
Huh?
The 30s. The 60s? I wish it was the in the 30s 60s. Right now? Oh my. Yeah.
Holy snap.
Yeah, we're having 30. I mean, it's maybe 30.
I mean, how are you functioning right now, touch man? 40? Huh? How are you functioning? I'm surprised that you didn't cancel the recording for today.
Surprised I'm even alive.
Yeah,
like you're not hunkered. We're not hunkered down in like yeah. in a state of emergency.
You guys 30 are something be, you know, of sirens going off in the background, man. Man,
I know, man. Oh, like, you guys hit the 30s, it'd be like. Everything shut everything down. Everything shut down.
My goodness.
Everything.
Hell froze over. It's 30s. Come on.
The dirty, dirty has frozen. Oh man.
All right.
Yeah. No, we're okay. We're hanging in there.
Okay.
We're hanging in there.
If you need a raft, you know. Because I can send you some.
Because it's only December. So, usually after January, it really gets starts to kick in. Yikes. So, we'll see.
Yeah, well, just you know, if you need me to throw, you know, to ship some rations down, just let me know.
Send me a barrel. Yeah. Well, stay warm. Yes. I pray for you guys in your 70, 80 degree weather in your hoodies and your ocean breeze. Oh man.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I feel bad now saying breeze. That it was freezing. I mean, but it was freezing. But I mean, you know. I mean, you know, relative yeah. to what, you know.
Relative, yeah. yeah. It's all relative. It's all relative. It's all relative, yeah. All
righty, well, people, hopefully you're not freezing like Devon. Hopefully you're more like freezing like me. Ciao.
Yes. Have a good one. Later. Ciao.